y'all, if you didn't know, you can find the Pineapple Principle devotional content on the Bible app. And recently, we recorded and introduced some great new video content to go along with it. So for the month of April, here on the podcast, we're going to go through this content together. So this is week 4, Loving Like Jesus. Let's check it out. I was bullied 3 times, once as a young girl, then again in the 6th and 9th grades. Thankfully, having the power and being strong in the word helped me to get past 2 of these times. I was like 4 the first time and it didn't last but just an hour. But however, it hurt my feelings and the other 2 lasted for quite a while. It was scary, it made me mad, sad, stressed me out, but I came through it with prayer and love. I got the courage the 3rd time to look at her after weeks of torment and say, I will pray for you. She laughed at me, but then she never bothered me again. So loving like Jesus means loving the ones who won't love you back, even when they make it difficult, like my bullies. And knowing the word reminded me of the great commandment. It tells us we should first love God with all our heart, and then we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves. And I had to remember and use that when I faced my bullies. You know, we even need to love the people no one wants to love. Loving like Jesus makes you beautiful on the inside, and that pours out of you, which makes the outside even more beautiful than you already are. Our question today is, are you putting aside judgment or even fear and loving others as Jesus loved you?
We hope today's show encouraged you and gave you a few aha moments, and most importantly, have you digging deeper in your relationship with Jesus. Make sure to check out the show notes for any scriptures or books we mention. And if you love the podcast, make sure to hit that subscribe button wherever you listen and share it with a friend. And if you want to know more, follow us on Instagram or go to our website, pineappleprinciple.org. Until next time, stand firm in your faith, own your crown, and love like Jesus.